Welcome to Integration Excellence, the podcast around enterprise integration and interface management. We explore topics related to integration in the SAP world and beyond. My name is Adam Kivon. I'm an SAP integration expert, book author, trainer, and founder of White Paper Interface Design. Enjoy! Yeah, welcome. Today's episode is about integration maturity. So to answer the question for yourself, for your organization, how ready are you for running large enterprise integration scenarios? How set up is your organization when it comes to integration requirements? And you can answer this, for example, yourself, yeah, like with a gut feeling saying, we are pretty well organized. We run this pretty well. But it's sometimes also good to know this in the comparison with others, yeah, in a benchmarking mode, but also just to see for yourself, yeah, when it comes to excellence, we are always, you know, looking towards our own potential. Yeah, so checking out how advanced are we, how good can this be? And I think the worst case is something like, you know, when you ask yourself, how important is integration to you? How well are you organizing integration in your company? It's like, you know, from the worst case, yeah, we somehow have to do this. We somehow have to make it run. Interfaces are somehow required for some projects. Others are moving on to say like, it's too important to ignore. So we have to internalize the topic. We cannot simply rely on external stuff to make it run for us. It's too important to ignore. We have to make it ourselves. Yeah, we have to build, govern, and control this ourselves. The next step would be like, you know, we need a clear strategy. We need standard integration tooling. We need a proper integration layer, and we need, you know, guardrails, governance, yeah, processes to make sure this works well. And then the most advanced step, we would say, at least from an organizational point of view, is like, you know, this enablement part. We enable other departments of the IT, and we kind of democratize this integration topic towards a more shared approach, yeah, within the organization, that it's not like, you know, integration happens in a central place only in an ivory tower, but, you know, can be also in a shared, democratized way. And there are different approaches to get there. There are different also philosophies to look at it. There is a strong influence by Gartner. I am also adding a link to the Gartner Integration Maturity Model. It's a link on LinkedIn where it's explained, an article which is quite good. But also SAP comes with a pretty similar approach about ESAM, the methodology. We will also have another session on this topic in the near future, which we had already in German, but we are repeating this also in English. And also this episode has been recorded in German in the past with a different context, with a similar content, but also things are changing, things are moving, and it's not really that, you know, this information is kept as it was like months ago or years ago. So what have we done? We have put together a kind of form, a questionnaire about integration maturity. And we also had, I have also added the link here in the show notes. So you can go through it. You can answer the question for yourself, just looking at the question, answering it for yourself. You can also submit the questions to us so that we can review them. We can provide you with a scoring, with a result from 1 to 5, 1 very poor, 5 excellent, yeah. And you can get a kind of feeling like, where are you based? Where is your, you know, organization located? From not very good till as I said, excellent. And, It gives you a feeling about, you know, like, you know, if you get a rating like 3.5, is this something good or bad? And you can judge yourself. we are over time also trying to get this, into a benchmark by industry, by size, so that you can also compare yourself against others in your industry or with the level of complexity you might be running with your business model. And the topics we are going through or we are asking are more on four blocks. Yeah, one is about governance and strategy, one is about organization, one is about transparency, and one is about change management. Yeah, so and sorry, there is a fifth one. I forgot this completely, but maybe this is also because we've edited in the very late. It's operations. Yeah, so in the end, it's about to review how is the build process, how is the run process, the operations, the dev and the ops, how are you prepared for change, how do you run this organizationally, and how do you ensure quality overall. So let's go through it quickly, just to explain a little bit more what are the questions and how are they, sometimes they are super simple, super clear, and easy to answer, but we've realized that sometimes it needs more explanation, and that's why we are using now this episode to go through the components one by one. So governance and strategy, we are asking things like, what is your integration layer? Yeah. How do you solve enterprise integration requirements in your organization with which tooling? Yeah. So what is your hybrid integration platform, your iPaaS, your whatever you have, your ESB? Yeah. Do you still run on BizTalk and SAP PO, or do you already move towards cloud? How do you run ETL scenarios? How do you run B2B integrations? Yeah, like do you have ZBurger or SAP technologies or whatever? Also, how do you move files? Yeah, if there are clear MFT scenarios, managed file transfer scenarios, and do you do this also with your ESB or do you have a specific tool like MoveIt or whatever? Yeah, so list all your integration layer components in here to show what is the complexity you are running in terms of integration tooling. Second is, what are the network zones? Yeah, are you, let's say, still on-premise mainly? Are you already in the cloud? Are you fully on cloud? Are you, partly here, partly there? So it's important to understand, what kind of cloud model you are running. Is it iPaaS or private cloud? Are you still running on-prem with your own data center, or is it outsourced? Is it managed? Is it hosted somewhere else, and so on? So having a knowledge about your, network strategy, your cloud strategy, is also important to understand how evolved are you when it comes to cloud technologies. Yeah. Next question would be about enterprise architecture. Yeah. So I know this is not a typical integration architecture topic, but we have a strong interaction with enterprise architecture management, EAM. So the question goes towards, are you using something like LeanIX or OPEX or Lui or B360 or Alphabet or whatever? There's many players in the market. Where you are, collecting information about applications in the landscape, about your as-is and to-be integration, or not only integration, but overall IT architecture. So this is the question that goes towards enterprise architecture. And then it goes more in towards governance, like, do you have any interface design guidelines? Yeah. Do you have development principles, recommendations, guidelines to explain the developers or the integration experts, how do you want good integration to be developed? Yeah, how you enforce this? Do you have just documents? Do you have a wiki? Do you have an explanation? What is to be done, or does it go beyond that? Yeah, like even having really quality gates behind it or whatsoever. So the question is really, do you have such development guidelines and principles, or, you know, is it used maybe or written somewhere, but nobody is really looking at it and it's not really enforced. Yeah. So the question is, goes also towards enforcing this, not only having this document somewhere written. Similar question goes towards naming conventions. Yeah. Like, you know, is it the freedom of every integration expert developer to, you know, name objects and elements that are later relevant for the monitoring and operations as they like? Or is there a clear approach, a clear strategy, how to name them and how to also enforce naming conventions? So if something got named wrongly and it goes into a kind of review process, does it circle back to the developer, to the integration expert, or do you allow them to just move on with this overall? Next question goes towards security concept. Do you have a clear authentication-based security concept? Do you allow any type of authentication, or do you have a clear strategy towards everything must be certificate-based, or at least OAuth or whatever? Do you isolate your integration flows or elements, APIs, whatsoever, in specific areas, in specific domains or not? Yeah, do you have at least you know, a basic understanding of the you know, risks that go there, and, you know, is it somewhere written down and to be followed? Yeah. Then about quality assurance in general. Yeah. So the question is, do you see quality as a really important factor, and do you have a clear process to follow, like 4 Eyes principle, quality gates, reviews, all this to make sure that, you know, integration doesn't simply go live unattended, but, you know, well tested and also reviewed by a second expert to make sure things are, you know, hitting production with a high quality and not only with a, you know, so-so average process. And last question from the governance and strategy section, it goes towards technology decision process. Yeah. Do you have a technology decision process? Yeah. Like a, you know, a decision tree, a matrix, when to use what, or are you even using SAP integration assessment as a tool that comes with SAP integration suite that you can use for free if you have it? To have a clear process when to use what, how to decide on specific technologies. Yeah, when it comes to, you know, does it have to go through an API proxy? Does it have to go through a broker? Does it have to be orchestrated with an ESB, or is it rather ETL? Is it rather just moving files? There must be somewhere at least a kind of, you know, written aspect. It can be also a page in Wiki with a very simple approach about, you know, if it's file, then use this, if it's that, then use that, and so on. But, you know, there should be a limited amount of tooling as a result out of this process. Then the second part of the assessment goes towards your organization. Yeah, how is your team structure and other aspects of your, you know, company organized. First of all, it goes towards staffing. Yeah, like how many people do you have internally working on this topic? Yeah, internal resources can be distributed across different regions. Yeah, US, EMEA, Asia, wherever. But the question is this internalized and with how many people? Yeah, is it full-time equivalents? Is it 1.5? Is it 8? Is it whatever? And that goes typically in relation to your complexity and your size, yeah, your amount of integrations you have to manage. Yeah, so this is of course rated against the complexity you are running, and you know, knowing that someone has 5 integration experts internally doesn't tell much about the coverage. Yeah, doesn't tell much about how well you are organized. Yeah. Then next question goes towards outsourcing. Yeah, do you how many external resources do you have for development, but also architecture. So that goes without operations. So operations is a separate question. So it's not about who's monitoring. Do you have an AMS or something like that? That goes separately. It's more about, you know, who is taking over build activities, who is taking over externally as you know, can be freelancers, can be companies. How many people do you have typically on the expense side when it comes to building integrations? Then a question about regulations. Do you have specific legal requirements, for example, that are relevant to your industry? You have to follow specific you know, documentation principles. You have to follow, maybe if you are in the pharma industry, but also other industries have such requirements. So the question goes about, you know, are you kind of, you know, going through audits all the time? That's the question about, you know, whether you are forced to fulfill specific requirements when it comes to your company size, your listing on the you know, as a public company, and that goes with you know, your requirements about being how you organize yourself. Another aspect goes towards authorization, so not authentication as a technical requirement to, you know, how to connect with a specific authentication mechanism. It goes toward authorization, that which persona is allowed to do what. So which humans are allowed to access specific objects in the integration layers, like, you know, in the API portal, in the in your ESB, wherever, to go towards the development objects, but also towards monitoring. So who can monitor specific artifacts, who can see specific payloads? There is a question, do you have a clear concept who is allowed to do what? Or do you say, well, integration stuff can only be seen by the integration experts, and there we have no concept, everyone can see everything? Can be also an answer. So that's a quite open text box where you can answer anything. And then the question about team structure, and you know, that goes towards the very first remarks I mentioned at the beginning about maturity in general. So this is what typically people see as a mature integration organization. Like, you know, do you see integration as an important topic and thus as a separate team, as a separate department, or do you just run it somewhere else? So the answer can go from, yes, we have a clear integration team or an integration center of excellence, integration center for enablement, or however you name it, but there is a clear enterprise integration department that is responsible for integration strategy, architecture, governance, maybe also delivery. You know, this is one aspect. Others might be answering like, this is clearly centrally organized. So all the integration experts from all different, you know, tool areas are belonging to this kind of integration team. You can answer also that, you know, this is very decentral based on the platform, based on the tooling. So we might have Azure integration experts, we might have SAP integration experts, and they are not, you know, belonging to the same department because of the domain separation and the IT organization. This is the place where you can explain how you organize your integration as a team. Or if you just say like, you know, integration is not a separate team, it's not a separate department, it just belongs to the application development or to the operation somewhere. It's up to you to answer. And that also involves or influences how this is rated, with regards to maturity, of course. And then also the question, like, are you also involving citizen integrators? Yeah. Do you follow a shared service integration approach? Yeah. Like, do you have other IT departments that are able to deploy integrations on your platform without having a central team to do this? Yeah. So having a more shared approach and a more service oriented approach, that there is a central team running the platform, but the delivery can be done through other teams and in a more decentralized way. And then coming to the last two topics, last three topics. It's still not only four; it's five in total. So one is transparency. Yeah, be able to answer questions about your inventory. Yeah, do you have an inventory of all your interfaces? How do you manage this? Is it a manual Excel sheet, or is it a database you are maintaining? Is it manual? Is it automatic? Things like that, yeah, in order to be, yeah, having a good overview. Is it only existing in the EAM maybe? Yeah. And do you have interfaces only managed centrally in the LinaX? And that's where you have, where you see this can be also the case. Then documentation. Yeah. How do you create technical documentations? Yeah. So it's not about, requirements and specifications. It's more about, how do you run the TDs? Do you create them manually? Do you auto-generate them? Do you put them into a central place or not? Do you have a wiki for that? Confluence, SharePoint, whatsoever. This is the place to answer. Then reporting. Do you run an interface reporting? Do you care about traffic, about volume, about performance? Do you do this manually from time to time, or only when there are hiccups in the system or issues? Do you care about, robustness or the percentage about completed or incomplete or failed messaging? Do you perform a cost allocation? Yeah. So that, the department, the area, the domain, the brand of the organization that has the most traffic has to carry most of the cost. Yeah. That's a thing. And then also, and this is a big factor, how many integrations do you have in total? How many interfaces do you run? Yeah. Like, do you have less than 100? Do you have more than 500, more than 2000? You can specify any figure roughly in ranges. That's also very important, especially with relations to the staffing. Yeah. And then also, what are your main integrations? Yeah. Are you aware? What are your really most important interfaces? Yeah. Is it warehouse? Is it payroll? Is it banking? Is it, all together? Yeah. Is it e-commerce? You can specify the most critical integrations you have here. If you don't know, it's not a good sign. If you can precisely specify what are your main enterprise integrations, very well. Then change management. Yeah. So how do you document your changes, your requirements? Do you have Jira issues, or are you using Cloud ALM, ServiceNow, maybe still the solution manager with a charm process? Yeah. The question is really, how do you have the demand process organized? And specified when it comes to integration requirements. Then do you perform lifecycle or compliance checks? Yeah, like validating whether, something that has to be built was really tracked properly and follows a specific requirement, yeah, through a demand team maybe, or through just a form, or just a Hey Joe principle, or just an email. Then test and transport management, yeah, like how do you test? Yeah, do you run integration tests? Do you do this automated, manual, altogether only with the applications really integrated integration tests or isolated unit tests. That's the big question. Transports, of course. Yeah. How do you do this? Is it rather a Git based approach, CICD, or through Charm, through CTS Plus, whatsoever? And also the question, do you somehow ensure whether your integration object, your artifact, is automatically checked across the landscape? Yeah, that you have the same version everywhere, or do you just trust in your transport that, you know, the deployment should be fine and all good? Yeah. And then last area is about operations. Yeah. There are four questions in that area. So one is about monitoring and alerting. Yeah, like do you run a specific alerting? Do you run a specific tooling for that? Do you do manual checks multiple times a day? You know, to identify error situations, yeah, blocked queues, messages, channels, and error. Are you performing any runtime checks that go beyond error monitoring, like, you know, unusual, suspicious traffic, you know, analyzing the performance, analyzing, you know, the throughput? This is a big or an important question as well. Then also, how do you involve the business or the functional IT? Yeah, so for example, the colleagues from your sales modules, SAP, maybe SAD, SAP CRM, but also other domains, yeah, like the Salesforce colleagues, maybe. Are they involved in the monitoring and the operations? Do you have specific key users to also monitor IDOCs in the SAP system? Or is it only a central-based approach for the integration team? And then last but not least, housekeeping, who runs the support and the organization and the operations? Is it done externally through an outsourced approach or completely internalized with internal staff? Yeah, so that's also, you know, this is purely based on, you know, are you using an AMS or something like that? And with this, you can see yourself how this, what it does to you, and you know, maybe the questions help you already to think about specific aspects. You can just also fill out the form and send it to us. We will come back to you and provide you with an answer like, okay, look, this, what you have answered is like a 2.5 or a 3.7 or a 4.2. And you can imagine that the higher you are ranked, the maximum is 5, the better you are in terms of maturity. And yeah, with this, thanks for your attention. Thanks for your time. We will come back to this topic more detailed for some of the aspects, but now it's the time is over. And yeah, thanks for your time and see you soon. Bye.
How mature is your organization when it comes to integration topics? Find out for free with our integration maturity assessment at wint.co/IMA. That's whint.co/IMA. In case you want to take control of your integration landscape to increase transparency and automate your integration quality processes, please schedule a call at wint.co/contact. If you enjoyed the content, please like and subscribe to our podcast. See you next time.